CliffCentral.com.
Got to get to Revix, and there is lots to talk about with Chris Beamish this morning from Revix. Another week of some very interesting moves in the world of cryptocurrency. There is a huge amount to get into, so here he is. Chris Beamish, how are you, sir?
Good morning, guys. Very well. I just can't get that image up my head, Flax. That was crazy.
Yeah. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, and what? Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Jesus, what a...
Johnny's house.
What a scene.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's all take a moment to just breathe that in for a second, because you need some time. All right. Okay. Now we can talk crypto. So, Chris, some people, I follow a bunch of people on social media just from the point of view of cryptocurrency. One of them was saying, oh my God, guys, here it comes. Bitcoin's going to tank really badly. It's going to drop below $28,000 of Bitcoin. And he had me convinced at one point I needed to sell everything. Right. And so
it tends to happen on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
of course, you know, this is the problem. If you listen to morons on social media, thank God I didn't do it. I mean, I'm not that much of an idiot. But I see Bitcoin, it did drop down below 40,000. And now it's back up to 41,313 as of this morning. What is fueling all of this speculation online? Because there's always speculation. And who do we know we should trust and believe? And who do we know we should stay the hell away from when it comes to our money?
Jeez, that is such a difficult question.
I mean, if you knew the
who to stay away from.
But if you knew the answer, if you knew the straightforward answer to that, you'd be a billionaire, and I'd be listening to you every day. But I mean, there are signs. There are like certain things that you could pay attention to that will help you to distinguish the nonsense from the good.
I mean, I generally try to see if somebody's got an agenda before actually taking their opinion as truth. For example, you'll find a lot of the time when like sentiment on Twitter or just social media in general is incredibly bearish about the markets. You're actually generally quite close to the bottom. For example, like when that guy was tweeting, we're probably sitting at that 39,000, and we've actually just rebounded off of there now. But you also see the opposite of that happening when your like Uber driver, for example, starts saying you need to go and buy some random cryptocurrency. I need to take some chips off the table,
right?
So there's a little lesson in there for sure.
I mean, it's also because human beings are always hoping that they got the inside track, right? Everybody thinks, well, as you say, if my Uber driver says, oh, you know, Bitcoin's going to rally, it's going to be a great week for Bitcoin this week. A part of all of us, no matter how clever or stupid we are, no matter how informed we are, or how cautious, we go, maybe I should take a little gamble. Maybe this guy knows something that I don't. Right? Yeah exactly.
Exactly. Everyone's keen to roll the dice a little bit. But, I mean, yeah, same advice as always. Keep it small. Even if that urge is just, you have to, you know, just keep it small, keep it safe. But yeah, there's been some interesting stuff going on in the market lately. And to answer your first question there, that it's kind of at the whims of what's going on in the global economy. I mean, for example, nobody would have predicted the floods going on in KZN. And I mean, it's horrific what's going on there, but that's had a massive effect on the Rand. We've seen the Rand weaken very significantly yesterday. I mean, markets around the world are just going crazy at the moment. I mean, the United States have started raising their interest rates, for example, which generally means investors move away from risky assets like crypto and stocks. And bonds and gold tend to do well, but gold's been pretty disappointing and bonds have been getting absolutely killed. So nobody knows where to really put their money nowadays. So you've seen like global investors just have no clue right now.
Yeah, I mean, let's just talk about this quickly for a second. The pound is now 19.49 to the South African Rand, and the dollar is, I think, just under 14, right? So just under 15, quite right. So, I mean, people are a little bit, 14 Rand 95 is what it is for a dollar right now. So, I mean, people are justifiably concerned because also you see these things happening. You see, people losing huge amounts of money, people gaining massive amounts of money. And obviously crypto is just a part of that. Crypto's not outside of it. Crypto's not inert. You can't expect crypto to just stay exactly where it is while everything else is going like this.
So, I mean, what we've seen recently is, I mean, crypto is a risky asset. You can't ignore that. I mean, although Bitcoin was intended to be this uncorrelated, like ultimate safe asset because it isn't tied to a particular economy, mm-hmm. although that may be true in the long term, for now, it's still acting very much like a risk asset, like technology stocks. So we've seen when like Facebook and Tesla and all these other stocks have been selling off, Bitcoin's been trading with a pretty high kind of correlation to those. So it's been following them very closely. So you could just tell based off of that, that traditional investors see it as a risky asset. So when these big changes happen on like a global landscape, it always affects all assets really. So no asset's going to be immune to that stuff in the short term.
So we know obviously Russia, Ukraine has had a huge influence on all of this. We know inflation in the United States has had a huge influence on this. Obviously COVID, we're still feeling the tail of that because, you know, people trade kind of ground to a halt. We forget. Just 2 years ago, everything stopped 2 years ago around this time. And there's a huge backlog there. So how long do you think it's going to take us to shed these ugly events that are going on at the moment and to get back to normal? I mean, are people projecting a resurgence in the U.S. economy at any point? That's what Biden was promising people when he got elected. Was he just talking nonsense? Do you think it's going to take years? And do you think we've just got to huddle? Yeah,
politicians often talk nonsense, to be honest with you.
Of course. But
I can't give an exact kind of timeline. I mean, if I was, it would be a proper like little just thumb suck, to be honest with you. But what's going on at the Federal Reserve, which is the American Central Bank, they're kind of hinting at them tightening economic conditions. So everyone must actually go and like tighten up their belts a bit. So they're basically hinting that they're going to start changing these conditions, which has scared a whole bunch of investors because there'll be less spending and activity in the economy. But generally, them hinting at it is actually more effective than them actually doing it. So we've already seen those kind of effects being priced into the market, and the intended results already been achieved. So maybe they actually won't go ahead with it. Maybe they will. We don't really know. But ultimately, regardless of the economic conditions, you should just stick to your saving, be disciplined, and try not to like go and blow money on weekends, and just keep on with your life and just keep your head down.
Oh, it's so hard to do that though, man. I mean, especially when you feel like, oh yeah, the whole market's so shitty anyway, I might as well just go out with my friends this weekend and spend some money. It'll make me feel better. Okay, so give us some general advice. This is one of the reasons we like having you and Sean and Brett and everybody else on from Revix, is because people are looking at where they can invest and maximize their money, where they can take, you know, 10 Rand today and at very least have it still be worth 10 Rand tomorrow, but preferably be worth 12 Rand and not worth 8.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said earlier, it's not a very easy time to be investing or looking to invest. But I mean, personally, I have been looking into crypto. I mean, I was in the traditional finance space and then stumbled across crypto as this ultimate solution to what all the crap that's been going on. The reason I'm looking at crypto at the moment is because the global landscape's not looking that great, but these assets technically aren't tied to a specific economy right now. So what happens with American taxes shouldn't actually affect Bitcoin in the long term. Maybe in the short term it does, but in the long term it has no effect on it. So I've been looking at this recent dip to add some Bitcoin, Ethereum, some other kind of Ethereum-like assets like Luna and are soon to launch Avalanche. Just because I think it's a great opportunity to actually just keep on continue saving into them. Really like the sound of these assets.
All right. I mean, you mentioned local stocks and people always talk about gold as well. I mean, you guys have got those options in your portfolio of various diverse investments. And I encourage people to have a look. You know, no one's going to be able to tell you what to do with your money. You've got to make those decisions yourself. And sometimes you make a really good and very lucky bet. And sometimes you just have to be extremely cautious. You have to take less money, try it out. If you feel like it's a good asset, buy some more of it. If you feel like it's a rubbish asset, buy some less, a little bit less of it. And I think that probably is, you know, part of what Sean always bangs on about. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Therefore, if this side goes up, that side will compensate. And usually that's what people like to do. So what is this new one that you're talking about, Avalanche?
Yeah, Avalanche is it's quite a cool one. To explain it as simply as possible, it's very similar to an Ethereum-like cryptocurrency. It has smart contracts, and you can use code and build up like applications that you can run on the internet, and people can use open source, or anybody can use them. except it's different to Ethereum in the sense that it has three blockchains in one, which just sounds crazy, but all that really does is allow it to actually do, it makes it a lot more scalable and a lot faster to use than Ethereum. So it's quite an exciting new technology and new kind of evolution in these cryptocurrencies. So I'm quite excited to have it on the platform on Friday.
All right. One of these days, we're going to have to explain to everybody. And I mean, I can't even explain this to myself when I'm feeling at my absolute best and I'm like, yeah, I can do this, is to explain why, you know, in the long run, Bitcoin is going to slow down as a processing, you know, as a means of kind of keeping that centralized ledger, that decentralized ledger, updated. Every single transaction requires a huge amount of programming speed and productive time and effort and calculation and all of that stuff. And ultimately, it's like a snake that gets longer and longer and longer. But we will get to that on another day. I don't think we can get there today. Chris, sure. This has been really helpful. Tell us about the new promotion running at the moment. Is this the Avalanche one?
This isn't the Avalanche promo just yet. I think we'll be doing that after we've launched. But the promo we've got at the moment is a really cool one. If you refer a friend, we've actually doubled our referral rewards for until the 30th of April.
Oh, so nice.
If you refer a friend, you get 300 Rand plus 300 Rand worth of Revix rewards, and your friend gets 400 Rand too when they successfully sign up and invest in any product. So it's a really cool way to get people intro, just a little kick in actually, the start your investing journey.
If you have family and friends and they're not in here yet, this is the way to get them involved and you get some free money yourself. Sounds like a good deal. You can find out more by going to Revix.com, R-E-V-I-X.com, and you can also sign up for free, verify your ID, add some funds, select a bundle of your choice, and people like Chris and Sean and Brett and all the other good guys at Revix will help you figure out your way into the world of crypto investing. Love it. Thank you, Chris.
Cheers, guys. Have a great
good
day.
Stuff. Bye. Nice to see you, man. There you go. There's Chris Beamish from Revix.com. CliffCentral.com.